T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're here on a Football Friday in Atlanta on The Fan and obviously on the Mics On app. And we get to start the day with some football royalty. You know, through the years in the NFL, when you compared receivers, you compared him to Don Hutson. Then you compared him to Lance Allworth. And ever since he got in the league, you compare him to the incomparable Jerry Rice, who joins us now. Where are you, Jerry? Welcome, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
I can't believe it's Super Bowl 53 already.
Well, you know what? You made a large mark on a lot of them, and they go fast, don't they? They go back. And you come back as reigning royalty all these years, obviously, because of all your wins and everything you accomplished. But how does it feel when you come back now? I mean, do you still enjoy coming back?
I still enjoy it. I enjoy everything that's leading up to the big game. I remember, you know, my first Super Bowl, what that entailed, being nervous the night before.
Were you nervous?
Not being able to sleep.
Because you were a preparation guy. You were a big preparation guy.
I'm all about detail.
Right.
And I was always nervous, but I think it brought out the best in me.
Oh, it did.
And, you know, I was able to go out and have my best performance.
Well, you guys, you know, were always on mark in the Super Bowl. That was the thing. I mean, the Walsh teams, even leading into the Seifert teams, you guys were always ready on Super Sunday. Always crisp, ready to go.
I think it was all about the preparation. And it was, you know, believing in each other. And you got to think about the entire picture, because during training camp, when you're having those 2-a-days and you're sweating and, you know, you have those pads on for 2 weeks, you know, with those 2-a-days, you know, trying to get here to the big game. And once you get to the game, to have the focus and say, hey, look, we're here for a purpose, and that purpose is to win this Super Bowl.
Did you... As you guys prepared, and a lot of times your tougher games were coming in the NFC playoffs because you had really good teams.
Right.
The NFC was loaded in those days.
Yes.
And whoever got out of the NFC was going to be a big favorite in the bowl,
right,
as we know, and some of your games were very lopsided in the Super Bowl. Did you prepare the same way for the Super Bowl with the extra week as you did normally, or did you change the way you guys prepared?
Prepared the same way.
Same way.
You don't change anything. And my
did you do a lot of work in the off week, or did he give you a lot of rest in the off week?
No. If you needed time off to try to heal a little bit, yes, you know, that gives you a little time to heal. But for me, it was one of those things. I still practiced hard because I wanted to stay in tip-top shape. That was very important to me. So that extra week I worked. Then once you get into this week, you have to deal with the media. You have to deal with so much happening. But still, when it comes to like that Thursday, that Friday, then you know that, you know, you're a day away from the biggest game of your life.
Did Seifert do things exactly like Walsh, or did he change them?
The same way.
Okay.
See, Bill Walsh always wanted to give me days off.
Oh, he did.
And I was like, no, you can't do that to me, Bill, because I only have one speed. And that's one speed is that I needed to take those reps so I could get a feel for exactly what's going to happen to me on that given day. So it was important. And he was like, you know, hey, you know, Jerry, you might want to take, you know, Wednesday off or something like that. No, I couldn't do it.
You know, you had the blowout games. They had a game in New Orleans, 55-10 with Denver. You had the game against San Diego, 2 plays into the game, boom, goodbye. I mean, and then we know how that went. But you had the close one with the Bengals.
Oh, yes.
And you had the great drive, the John Candy famous, there's John Candy drive.
That was crazy, man. I'm serious. And to have a quarterback like Joe Montana to come in with the coolness and knowing that, you know, if you got time on the clock, he could move you downfield. And when we broke that huddle, you know, it's like someone said something about John Candy, but I was like so focused on what I had to do. We broke the huddle. That was complete quietness. I didn't hear anything. Everything went quiet. And I just knew the importance of every catch and just moving the chains. And once John Taylor made that catch, then all of a sudden I heard the crowd.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that was my first Super Bowl win, so it's something I'll never forget.
Was Joe the same way
Yeah.
In the huddle, in a tight game, was he the same way he always was? Was he more talkative, less anything? Was he exactly the same?
Joe Cool.
Just always the same.
Joe Cool. And I think that's what you see in Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's very much, you know, yeah. It's funny. So much is made of Brady and how many times he's been here. And I try to tell people, I say, listen, I'm not taking anything away from Brady, but don't discount what Montana was like in this game. He was almost perfection in this game.
Without a doubt. And, God, we used to call him, you know, Joe Cool, and he never got frustrated. He knew his primary second guy. And when you got a great leader like that, it makes everybody better around Ryu. And I think that's why we were so successful and we could win so many football games.
You know, Swan and Stallworth had an impact as the receivers with Bradshaw and those latest Steelers Super Bowls, acrobatic, big catches. But you were the guy who created these diva receivers because they followed you. Now, you didn't act like they do, but you know what? You started this whole big receiver thing. You were the guy that kind of set that mold and everyone wanted to find a Jerry Rice after that. Everyone had to find a Jerry Rice.
Right. You know, but in the context of the scheme, you can't be that distraction. Yes, you know, you want to have that confidence that, hey, look, you know, you get me involved, we win the football game. But when you put pressure on your quarterback to throw you the ball, then he's going to force the ball and most likely it's going to end up in an interception. So I was one of those guys. I always wanted to get in the game. If the ball was not being thrown my way, if it was a run play, I was going to make contact with that defensive back. I was going to try to hit him as hard as possible to get myself going.
You know, people throw the word great around a lot. I don't use it a lot. And to me, a great player is this, someone who has a defining impact, but also someone who has an edge over everybody else at his position. That was you. That was Montana, or Brady now, Lawrence Taylor. You know, a couple of guys who you can tell, if you didn't have to ask who was the best at that position, that guy was the best by a lot. There would be, if you asked 50 guys in the league, they'd all give you the same guy. That's great. That's what you brought to that position. I mean, time after time. The thing I think about with you is your consistency, year after year. I know your preparation. You were using all kinds of techniques for years before, right? Getting massages, doing different things with chiropractors, all that stuff, right?
To get myself ready to try to play my best football. But I think the most important thing for me, it was my conditioning. I wanted to start the first quarter, and I wanted to end the fourth quarter.
And you conditioned all year, right?
Right after the season, I took probably about 2 weeks off, then I was right back into my training. So I never got out of shape, and I think that's why I was able to play for over 20 years.
And people might not – they might know – they know the name now, they know the record books, but they might not realize – you were a guy that was taken in the middle of the first round. I mean, you were a guy that they said, well, I don't know about Mississippi Valley State, blah, blah, blah. Can he do this? Can he do that? It wasn't like you were the first player in the draft.
I was taken. I was 16th player taken.
Yep.
And San Francisco traded with the New England Patriots to get down to that 16th spot because I thought I was going to be a Dallas Cowboy.
You did?
Yeah, I really did. And
that would have been interesting.
Bill Walsh. But this is so crazy because Bill Walsh and the Saints, they were in town to play. Well, Bill went to New Orleans to play the Saints.
Right.
And so they were in town, and Bill was looking at some old highlights that Saturday, and he noticed me running across the television making catches. Then he went back to the scouting department and said, hey, you know what? You guys might want to look at this guy from Mississippi Valley State University, Jerry Rice. So that's how I got drafted.
It's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. And I've heard Andy Reid said he drafted Hunt the same way by watching him on Tuesday night on television.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So sometimes it can be you pick guys up in the strangest places, you know? But people now look and these kids now who are today coming here who are teenagers, and all they know is they hear the names Montana, Walsh, Rice. Bill Walsh is almost become like this, you know, mythic figure now that he's gone.
Right.
Tell the folks something about Bill Walsh.
Bill was he was a genius. How he could motivate you to be the best. And when I came into San Francisco, I had some adversity because I was dropping footballs. Something I had never done, and it was so much. I was trying to comprehend so much, you know, learning the playbook, trying to get adjusted to California and all that. You know, coming from Mississippi, a very small place.
Sure.
And so I remember being booed by the crowd, everything, and I broke down in tears. And Bill walked up to me. He said, look, he said, you're going to be one of the greatest football players to ever play the game.
Wow.
And when he said that to me,
he said
that to me, and it was no way I was going
to
let that man down. But he was not only a coach, he was a father, and he could walk into a room, and it's just light that room up.
You know, it was amazing. You guys, you know, when you guys came, you won. I mean, that's what, and that's what stands out to me is that when you go to the big game and you win, that's the thing. And you guys didn't win. You every time you came, you won. I mean, that was the bottom line. When you guys came to this game, you won the game. That's what it really was about. And that's what really stands out. It really does. When you see the game today, do you like the way the game's played today? It's changed so much.
It's changed a lot.
It's so much easier to play wide receiver than it was even when you played. I mean, as far as the rules and everything. Do you like the game now?
Well, you have the run-pass option. And, you know, collegiate-wise, that's exactly what they're doing.
With the spread and everything.
And I think the NFL, they decided to copy that because they wanted those players to be able to come in and get acclimated real fast. I'm not going to say I'm a big fan of the run-pass option. I was all about the West Coast offense and stuff like that, the timing, the rhythm.
Yep.
And, you know, with the RPO, you don't have that timing in that rhythm.
Do you see Montana and Brady? Do you see some things about that? You see likeness of the two of them?
Oh, yeah. And I think Brady watched a lot of film.
Oh, you
love
Montana. Admits it.
Yeah, so, you know, and Brady is doing something that's exceptional. And to have the opportunity to win so many.
He gets here so often. I mean, listen, you had great battles with the Giants. You had great battles in the NFC. And you didn't get here every time. It's hard to get here
that much. Yeah, but think about this. Okay, you lose to the Eagles, and you back here again.
Again? It's amazing.
That was unheard of.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day.
You're right. You're right. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, listen, talk about Hennessy for a second.
Yeah, Hennessy, you know, they have so many varieties of cognac, and cognac is a brandy, and God, it's made in cognac, France, and for over 250 years, they have celebrated this with their customers, and it's like that never stop, that never settle attitude, and that was something that I did in football.
You sure did.
Never stop, never settle, and, you know, for this big game coming up, I'll probably have you know, just some Hennessy on the rocks, Hennessy XO, which is the extra O. I'm the old guy now. So you can go to Hennessy.com/US for more details.
Well, listen, pleasure to see you as
always,
man. Thank Jerry.
Thank you so
much.
It's always good to see you.
My pleasure. Jerry Rice, back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.